JSE-listed technology group Etienne has slipped into the red. The company has reported a headline loss per share of 0.56 cents and has blamed the weak South African economy for the poor performance. Joining us to unpack the details is CEO Teddy Daka. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the year that was for Etienne.
Yes, very tough market conditions, especially in the South African market, where 80% of our business is generated here. We big part of a business that contributes about 40% of our revenues is in the telecommunications space, and that industry saw it tapering down because of the slowdown on the fiber rollouts. And also on the mining side, we saw a slowdown in that space. Internationally, our biggest market is the Middle East. Due to some restructuring in that market, we also saw some softening of that market, and the combination of that resulted in a downturn in some of our revenues.
All right, so let's talk about the individual businesses and how they performed.
All businesses, save for one, are profitable businesses. They all performed profitably. Average drop in revenue is about, if you look at the Connect business, about 11%, 15% drop in revenue, but it's a bigger drop on the profitability side simply because of the fixed cost nature of our business. The same if you look at Etion Create, which is our original design manufacturing, lots of engineers, lots of equipment. Strategically, we decided not to reduce capacity because we can see the uptick coming up, and if we'd aggressively try to reduce cost in that area, and to bring about margins, when the uptick comes up, they struggle to build that capacity. So again, they dropped about revenue about 11% thereabouts, but profits went down almost 30% down in profits. The secure business, actually it's a new business came in, that one did not go down, it actually went up. And also profits also went up for that business. And lastly, the Etion Digitize, which was predominantly in the railways, made a loss of 8 million last year, and this year it actually broke even, which is a good turnaround for them. Revenues actually went up from about 75 million to 95 million.
All right. When it comes to the actual business of Etienne, perhaps you can give us a little bit more information as to what the drivers of growth are outside of the economy, or does everything depend on how the economy grows and then that will lead to the uptake of services?
Certain parts of our business are certainly driven by the economy. If you have a huge exposure to the railways business, for example, and downturn in the economy, so the global one, actually not even the local one, has an impact on the commodities markets. So there's a reduction in commodities. It means the freight companies don't move a lot of freight. It means they feel the pinch. GDP affects our connectivity business more aggressively because, again, if the economy is down, people are comfortable to work with lower bandwidth. Nobody wants 100 meg anymore. Suddenly your ADSL line is fine. But our cybersecurity business is not really impacted that negatively by GDP growth, either locally or there, because everybody realizes that cyber attacks are becoming a reality and cyber warfare is a reality. So we're seeing a huge uptick in spending in that market. Our exposure to international markets is also helping the business do better. In fact, we are becoming more aggressive in southern, sub-Saharan Africa and the Middle East, because those economies are performing much better than ours. I mean, they say six of the fastest growing economies in the world at the top 10 actually from African countries, and we have set up representation there in terms of moving ourselves. So that side of it is not affected by the local GDP.
All right. In terms of opportunities for your team and yourselves that would allow you to be able to take the business to the next level, are there any within perhaps the Middle East or locally?
Oh, locally there are opportunities. Definitely there are. We have solutions that we have developed for the local market and international market. For example, we have one called Electronic DNA. It's really a solution that reduces ghost workers. And I think if you look at what's happening in government, an average people say that 10% of the workers are ghost workers. So we have solutions for that. If the salary bill is still about 600 billion for the public sector, we can make savings about 60 billion. So there's still work to be done in that space. In our railways business, although it looks like it's going down, sub-Saharan African railways are beginning to pick up. So there's this market for that. The same goes for the connectivity. Even if fiber rollouts are going down, they're only going down in terms of the growth is slower. But as you bring 5G in the market, again, because 5G antennas are much closer than the current mobile solutions, it means you need more fiber, which again presents opportunities for growth. So there's still opportunities in the local market, also internationally as well.
The challenges that you perhaps see in the industry within which you work in, when you look at the different business units, particularly as well the different markets that you operate in?
There are always challenges in industry. If only you could just run a business with the challenges, would be good. If we look at the local market, GDP, of course, as I discussed earlier, you know, that quarter going down by 1.3 is not good for business because business confidence is down. We've seen even clients in the fintech environment move projects out. You have contracts, you have orders, but they're moving the deployment of that. That has been a big problem for us. On the security side, the biggest problem is not the market necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's trying to get export license because some of our products are controlled.
Yeah.
So they're dual use, both for military as well as for civilian, but you still need to get the contracting license to export. And there's a delay in those licenses coming out. That's something that I think government can do to help us.
All right. Going forward, as we get into the new financial year, what will you and your team be focusing on?
First of all, we have to reduce our corporate costs. They're a little bit high at the moment. We did not anticipate how the market is going to turn down, so there's some work for us to do in optimizing costs. But the real kicker for us is making more of a product export ready. We invested a lot in the past financial year in making our products export ready for different kind of markets, both in Africa and outside of the African continent. That's a market we are aggressively going for.
When it comes to the outlook that you may have for the South African economy, which are some of the signs you'd be looking for as the CEO of Etion to believe that perhaps the tide is turning a little bit on the economy side?
If we can see CEO business confidence beginning to change, mm-hmm. that begins to give an indicator. If you look at the purchasing power index, if that begins to change, that's a good leading indicator that things are beginning to change. Yes, you can hear the policy statements being made by politicians, but you have to see whether the spending really is going to come out the way they suggest that it's going to be. If the talk of infrastructure, if really that infrastructure program is going to happen, then we'll have a good idea that it's going to happen. But until we see that, it's very, very difficult for the South African market to see that it's going to turn quite easily in the next 12 months.
Teddy, thank you so much for your time. That is the CEO of Etion, Teddy Dakar.